Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Yud Gimel in the Hoizv Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha base. We learn in the Mishnah that if someone takes Shkolim from Shkolim they were already given, so he's Mo'al. What's the Mi'ilo? He's using something that belongs to the Hekdesh. Anybody who enjoys something of Hekdesh is a Mi'ilo. Says the Gemara in the fourth line in Amud Aleph, Ma'neno, what's the enjoyment? How does he give any enjoyment by giving Machzir Shekel? And Me'ilah, the definition of Me'ilah, is someone enjoying for himself. So Ravavim said a name Rabbanon of Bobel. What happens if he doesn't give Machzir Shekel? So Beisdin will come and take collateral for him. So by giving Machzir Shekel, he's avoiding that confiscation of his collateral. So that's why it's considered that he's enjoying, even though that he's not enjoying by giving the Machzir Shekel, he's enjoying by not getting to the consequences of not giving the Machzir Shekel. So when Ma'aseh Sheni, if a person gave for Ma'aseh Sheni, so then he has to redeem it. So first of all, the Gemara says, how do we know you can't give Ma'aseh Sheni as Machzir Shekel? K'siva b'chor she'ivakir la'asher ba'be'imo lo yagdish ish oisoy. The Pasuk says that a b'chor that was born, the first animal, it becomes Kaddish, you won't make it Kodesh. What is the Pasuk trying to tell me? Lo yagdish ish oisoi. Kol shu Kodesh en gdusho chal olav. If it already has gdusho, so no new gdusho will be chal on it. So here you have the money that belongs to Ma'aseh Sheni, he has already gdusho. You can't give it another gdusho, make it Machzir Shekel. Kitzadu oisoi, what should he do? And this explains what the Mishnah meant. Maybe sela shechulin. He brings money of chulin. Voimim mois Ma'aseh Sheni b'chol mokor shehem mechulolim asel azu. Says the money of Ma'aseh Sheni that I put into the pushka of Machzir Shekel, that will be redeemed on and in exchange for this money. This new money will become Ma'aseh Sheni, will take the Gedusha Ma'aseh Sheni that was in the original Mois. Whatever he gave to Machzir Shekel now indeed becomes his Machzir Shekel. Halacha Gimel Zot Mishnah. Hamikanes Mois, someone who gathers money in order to give Machzir Shekel. He has a pile of coins. He says, this will go for my Machzir Shekel. If he has more money than needed, so the leftovers also goes to Hekdesh. What do you do with the leftovers? Machzir Shekel has only exact amount. The rest goes to Nedova. It's called Kaitz Mizbech. You give it to a donation that with the money, this money, they used to bring Karbonis as a donation to the Mizbech. We still say no. He wanted to give only Machzir Shekel. Anything extra will go back to Chulin, will stay his, and he doesn't have to give it to Hekdesh. But if he said, Shavi Mehem Shikli, he didn't say these will be Machzir Shekel. He says, from this will be Machzir Shekel. So he's specifying that not the whole thing is Machzir Shekel. So then everybody agrees, Shavim Shal Moisir Chulin, everybody agrees that the leftover is Chulin and not Hekdesh. Eilu Lechatosi. If he took money, he says, this money will be for my korban chatos. Shovim shamoyso nedovo. Then everybody agrees, even we still agree, that it goes, if he bought a korban with it, and there's leftover money, the rest of it goes to nedovo. The Mishnah is going to explain in a moment why chatos is different than machzir shekel. Shavim mehem chatosi, but if he said, here's a pile of money, from this money I'm going to bring a korban chatos. But I'm not going to use the entire money. I'm just taking from this korban chatos. Shovin Shamoy Sechulin, so everybody agrees the leftover is Chulin, because it's very clear that he wants to use only some portion of the money. Continues the Mishnah Amab Shimin Ma Ben Shkolim Lechatos. Why, Beis Hillel, by Shkolim they say that when he said, Eilu Lishikli, this money is to my shekel, that you only pay Machzir Shekel, the rest is Chulin. But if he says, Eilu Lechatosi, the rest is Nedova, says the Mishnah, if you give him a base, Elash Shkolim Yeshlem Kitzvo. Shkolim, there's a specific amount of what you're going to give. You're going to give only Machzir Shekel. So clearly, he doesn't mean to give more. But by Chatos, I don't know exactly the value of the animal. It could change. So when he gave the money to Chatos, he meant to say, the entire money will go for Chatos, and if I find a cheaper animal, I'll use the rest for Hekdesh. So Abiyudo, you're saying that Shkolim has a certain amount, it's a fixed amount? That's not exact. Because sometimes we see that the Machzir Shekel changes its value. Shekeshaholi Yisrael min ha-goylo, Am Yisrael came in the goylo, you shoiklim their choyners. They used to use golden coins because the animals were expensive and the Machzir Shekel wasn't enough to purchase korbanos. Then things became cheaper. Chazur lishko sloim. They used a sela, a silver sela. Chazur lishkoil tvoim. Then they went to the tvoim, which is the machzer shekel. Bikshu lishkoil dinoim. They wanted to make it even cheaper. And here we have the Reb Chaim brings the Hemshech Agir says v'loy kiblu mehem. That they say you can't do. You can have less than the coin of the Torah. You want to make the coin of the Torah bigger. You want to add to the coin of the Torah that you can do, but you can't have less. So the minimum amount of matzah shekel is matzah shekel. You can be more, but it can't be less. Amar Shimon Avol Pichen says Reb Shimon, you're right. Matzah shekel may change the value, but still yad kulam shavim. A rich person or a poor person will all bring the same value. If Machzor Shekel is silver coins, they all bring silver coins. If the Machzor Shekel is golden coins, they all bring golden coins. Aval Chatos, zeh mevi b'sela, v'zeh mevi b'shtayim, v'zeh mevi b'shalish. Chatos, anybody can bring. There's different animals. There's no fixed amount. So that's why b'shkolim, even if the value of the shkolim changes, it's always a fixed amount that everybody bring the same value. So you may, whatever is more, say b'sela is a nedova. By a shekel Chatos, it could be you're going to pay more. So you say the mindset of the person, when he says Eil Chatasi, the entire money he's giving to Hekdish. Says the Gemara, Mekanis Mois, V'chulei, Rabbeisi V'shablozor, Ma Pligin. What's the Machloikis of B'cham B'silil? V'mechanis Potroit. That's if he's taking small coins and he's adding them together. Meaning he did not take everything in one shot. He took a small coin, another small coin, another small coin, until he had a whole pile. So he doesn't know exactly what he has. So you say he didn't mean to give more than Machzor Shekel. But if he said all this, he's taking coins in one shot and saying everything here is for my shekel. So even Basil will agree to the leftovers in the Dovo because clearly he wants to give everything to Hekdish. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosef B'Shar Blazer. Rabbi Chizkio, Rabbi B'Shar Blazer, they said a little different name of Rabbi Blazer. Ma pligin, what's the machlokes b'cham b'sil el b'mechanes preitrit? When he's gathering small coins, there b'cham I say the leftovers in the Dovo. If he's doing it in one shot, here he knows how much money he has. He did it in one shot. So even Beit Shammai agreed that he didn't mean to give it to the Dova. When he has a pile of small coins, he doesn't know what the value is. So he made a mistake. He thought maybe everything here is Machzor Shekel. Say Beit Shammai, even Hekdish Betos is a Hekdish. But when he knows he just gathered it, of course he didn't mean to give more than he needs to. We have a Mishnah that is like Rabibi, like a second Shita. And which Mishnah it is? It's our Mishnah. Not only Rav Shimon Mabin Shkolim Lechatos, Rav Shimon said, what's the difference between Shkolim and Lechatos? Ela Shah Shkolim Yishlam Kitzo, Lechatos Ein Lo Kitzo. Shkolim has a fixed amount, Lechatos has no fixed amount. The more understand that this sentence that Rav Shimon is saying applies to Bisilil and to Bichama. Everybody agrees with that. So this is what we're talking about. Ma'an Kayomim. In Boy Meshavi Mehem Shikli, he said, I'm going to bring from them Machzor Shekel, not the whole thing. Everybody agrees the leftover is chulin. We said in the Mishnah clearly. Even Beit Shammai agreed the leftover is chulin. If you're talking about that he said, I'm going to give from them the korban chatos, but not the whole thing. Also everybody agrees that the moiser is chulin. Meaning in this case, there's no chiluk between chatos and shkalim. In both cases, we say the extra is chulin. So what is the difference between chatos and chulin? Says the Gemara, "Vidal damudalef ela kenan kayomim." What are we talking about? Poime elu shkolim, or the Gisa of Chaim elu lishikli. Meaning, the first case of the Mishnah, he says this goes to my shkolim. Al yedei shekatzav sam min haTorah, because it's a fixed amount from the Torah. Moisu chulim, but chatos yedei shein kitzav sam min haTorah moisu nedava. But chatos that doesn't have a fixed amount, the moisu is nedava. The Gemara understand this goes according to everybody. I mean, Beit Shammai agrees in this case. But we said in the Mishnah that when you say Eilu Shlishikli, Beit Shammai say the rest is Nedava. So why is he saying that everybody agrees the rest is Chulin? Elma, you have to say, when Beit Shammai say that when you say Eilu Shikli, the rest is Nedava, is Befortress when he's bringing small amounts. But the case of Rav Shimon is when you bring everything in one shot. You see that there's a case, according to Beit Shammai, when you bring everything in one shot, they're going to agree that the rest is Chulin. Because if not, this statement of Rabbi Shimon is not right according to Beit Shammai. So there's a riot to Rabibi. So well, my Ovid lo, Rabbi Yisi B'Shar Blozer, but we'll do the other mandoma that he held that according to Beit Shammai, you always the leftovers in the Dova. He will say, no, we're talking about this collecting small amounts of money. Beit Shammai and Echad may agree that the rest is Nedova. And who is Rabbi Shimon talking according to Basilel? It's coming to explain. Why according to Basilel, you're differentiating between Shkolim and Chatos because of this, the way we explain the Mishnah. But in Echrami, according to Beit Shammai, there's no difference between Shkolim and Chatas in this case. So the Gemara Tanin and Moisa Shkolim Chulim, but we said clearly in the Mishnah that the leftover of Shkolim is Chulim. The Gemara understands that's according to everybody. So you want to say there is a scenario, even according to Beit Shammai, that the leftover is Chulim. What will be the case has to be when he brings everything in one shot. Says, no, we're talking about he's bringing small amounts of money. So why are you saying that the leftover is chulin? It's according to Bisil. This is not according to Beit Shammai. Says the Gemara, according to this gear, of Atanin and Moisir Asir Seifa chulin. Asir Seifa is with the Kohen Gadol brings every day. It says the leftover is chulin. And the Gemara understands that because it's written together with shkalim, so it's the same halacha like shkalim. And it seems there's no machlokes regarding that. So we see there's a case that the leftover is chulin, even according to Beit Shammai. So they want the same answer. Or you do possible with mekanes freidroit uke b'silel. He's going to explain that that goes according to b'silel as well. So the Gemara says all these mishnayos that say that the leftover will be chulin. That's only according to b'silel. I leave it to this shita because Beit Shammai say that whenever you bring more money than needed, the leftover is nedava. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Shkolim Daf Yud Gimel.